at the end of the day, industry is the group which makes things happen in terms of execution for the government. And the whole acquisition problem cannot be solved with just government working on its own. And to the point that we can pull industry in and come up with solutions which make our government much more agile, that will be great.
So you are the head of an organization that brings these government and industry together. Vivek Kundra briefed you before this speech. What role can an organization like ACT, ACT-IAC, what role can you guys play to help carry this out?
We have been involved right from the formulation. He asked us to come up with the ideas. In fact, we not only asked the industry, but we asked the government as well. We submitted the ideas. And in terms of going forward, he's again asking us for ideas coming from people on the ground in terms of how to make this happen. And in fact, we will be starting communication with Don Gordon as well, which is another good thing. We have the OMB and OFFP working together on this, and we will be communicating with them. I have not seen as much communication as I'm seeing right now in terms of literally emails saying, what do you think of this, and should we go this way? And that's great.
One of the key points in this is the alignment between budget and acquisition and the technology cycle. Of course, this isn't fully under the purview of the executive branch. Congress has a big role to play here. But
right.
Linking the IT, the project management with the budget seems like a pretty critical step here.
Absolutely. And if you read what he has in mind, he is talking about the pace of technology change. It really doesn't make sense for us to put in budget 2 years in advance in absolute detail what we are going to do.
Yeah.
To the extent that we can move to a mindset where we trust the agency and they will execute for the business results, that will be great.
One of the things that Jeffrey Zients talked about was this cloud-first policy.
Right.
Government been talking a lot about cloud, been occasionally recovery.gov going into the cloud.
Sure.
Even a couple of other agencies, FCC, I know, is looking at going into the cloud. But still, people, you know, I waited all of 20 seconds before I brought up the security.
Right.
It's still some reluctance, I think, to go there.
Yes, there's reluctance, but again, in terms of execution of the cloud, GSA, OMB have done a lot in the last couple of years to put in the contracts, to put in secure sites, and the whole thinking that he needs to force the issue a little bit in terms of possibly taking some money here and there to have people focus on using the cloud, I think it will be helpful. But the key reason why he feels, and I do agree with him, that this would be more successful is to have the details and the execution in place to make it happen.
One of the other critical things that this administration has done is these tech stat sessions, which I know can essentially call everybody in a room together and talk about, okay, what's the problem? How can we get it fixed?
Right.
These must feel a little bit like going to the dentist.
Oh, worse than that. Yeah, go ahead.
Right. But when I hear people come out, they actually, I think, come out a little bit more positive than when they go in, because it seems like there's a real focus on, okay, what can we do to fix this?
Yeah, and in terms of the tech stat, and if you look at the philosophy which he wants to adopt going forward, it is to bring the senior leadership to the table, bring in all the senior folks from the agency who should be responsible, the stakeholders, to the table and discuss it out. That brings a focus again, and that makes people feel that they have to carry the responsibility. So from that perspective, just having a tech stat brings all the senior leadership focus, which we periodically need to push these large programs to success.
And having all those people around a table, sometimes you can see problems that you may not even known you had.
Even sometimes within your own agency,
yeah.
That's correct.
And part of what I've heard is there's also a focus are we actually having the resources that we need to actually be successful here, so that is on the table as well.
That's correct. In fact, I was pretty happy to see that he had talked about the need for program managers who know how to do IT acquisition well. Just the whole idea that a doctor isn't just another doctor. They're dentists and they're ophthalmologists and all that.
Yeah.
And in terms of looking at IT acquisition, I would suggest that somebody who does financial systems is a person who's very different from, say, doing mission systems for cybersecurity.
Yeah.
And we need to bring that level of knowledge and expertise to the table.
One of the things that it keeps getting discussed, and frankly, it's been around as long as I can remember, is this idea of doing things in a modular approach. Start small. Don't do the big bang kind of approach.
Right.
And yet it seems so difficult to actually do that. As soon as we get into rolling these things out, it must be a little bit like redecorating your house. You're going, I don't want to do this again, so let's throw everything in. Is that what happens here? Why does this seem so tough to do?
It is so tough to do, also given our acquisition cycles, because the whole process of getting a project approved, we talked about the two-year cycle just going to the Congress itself. Very realistically, if you've got such a long cycle, you want to prepare in advance, and if you're going to do this, you're just going to make it as big as possible. So if, again, we can move towards giving the agencies the power, allowing them to produce results while at the same time not having to go back to the table, to the pond a few times, I think that will really help out. And in fact, the reason we in ACT Ag decided to be very supportive of this is because, yeah, is this the perfect solution? No.
Yeah.
But does it take us much further than where we are? Absolutely.
Talk a little bit about how you know whether things are on the right track, wrong track. Even as people have been thinking about this, we've seen agencies like VA,
right,
where there's at least the sense is, the perception out there is that VA turned around. VA was just a horrible mess. And one of the things that, at least in my view, was missing from the conversation,
mm-hmm,
was the role of the CIO. One of the things that allows Roger Baker to do many of the things that he does,
right,
is he has that power of the purse.
That's correct. In fact, personally, I have to admit that when Vivek was talking about it, I specifically brought up the power of the CIO. At the same time, in terms of the logic, what he wants to do is, instead of going after changing the laws, organizational culture, focus on what makes sense and what can be achieved in the next couple of years. So the way he's looking at this is, yes, the CIOs, if they assert themselves, if you have the right CIOs in place, already do have a lot of power. But more important, if you get the senior leadership to commit, that will definitely bring more focus in supporting the CIO execute on these programs.